What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to My Social Life. This is the podcast where we teach you how to grow on social media by talking to people who have actually done it. I'm your host, Jacob Kelly. As always, today's podcast is powered by Surf. And today is a takeaways episode. And if you're new here, what a takeaways episode is where I sit down and break down the most recent podcast episode of the week. And today we're discussing my conversation with Sean Millay. Now, if you haven't had a chance to listen to the full podcast yet, I highly recommend you go back and check it out. I had an awesome time chatting with Sean. But if you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, let me give you a quick rundown on who Sean is. Sean is a stand-up comedian, content creator, director. His TikTok has over 670,000 followers, and he has some of the most unique TikToks that I've personally seen. His storytelling is very, very high quality. He has over 100 million views on TikTok. So that's on his own account. He also is a content creator for 1:37 p.m. Gary Vaynerchuk's media company, one of his media companies, I should say. And so that's who Sean is, you know, and I was very excited to have Sean on the podcast because he's very... We have a lot of similar interests, I'll say. You know, as you know, like if you listen to podcasts, at least for a while, you know, I really like screenwriting. And Sean has directed a short film. Sean is into directing in movies. I'm also fascinated by stand-up. I haven't worked up the nerve or really put actually any consideration to doing it, but stand-up is an art form of something I am fascinated by. Sean's a stand-up comedian. Sean's crushing on social media. So really excited for this podcast. I have to also give a shout out to my friend Jason Moreno, who is an alumni of My Social Life, who also works for 1:37 p.m. For making this podcast happen. I just happened to reconnect with Jason, and I didn't even ask. He was just kind enough to give me some people. Like, hey, yo, I think these people be dope for the podcast. He connected me with Sean, and that's how we got to this podcast. And so let's get into some of these takeaways here. I'll run through these bullet point form, try and get you out of here in like 10, 15 minutes. And so the first takeaway that I had from my conversation with Sean, and this is really important, coming from somebody like Sean who has over, again, 100 million views on TikTok, is that views are only so cool for so long. You know, eventually, and Sean's quote in the episode was like, they end up becoming like numbers in a video game. They don't matter. Honestly, really what views end up becoming is pressure and expectation, which can hamper your creativity. And so I think that's interesting. You know, so many people were striving for views. I want to get views. I want to get views. I want to get views. But okay, why? Because once you get the views, then what? You know what I'm saying? You'll always want more. You'll always want more views. You'll always more. And so views, while cool in the moment, again, they don't really do anything for you long term. They just kind of become numbers in a video game. Views do not translate to money. For the most, I understand like creator, but like for the most part, they don't translate to money. They don't always translate to a solid audience. So views, I want to go viral and I want everyone to see my stuff. Okay, but why? And how are you going to capitalize on that? You know, views are only so cool for so long, you know? And if you go viral for the wrong reasons and the expectations, which I talked about, are that you'll keep creating that content that you went viral for, that can really mess with you if you're not going viral for the right things, you know? So kind of with that, then what should you talk about? And what Sean said on the podcast, where that was, which I liked, was that you should talk about things that interest you. Because the key to a good, especially on TikTok, YouTube, the key to holding somebody's attention on social media is to be interesting. And you're not going to be able to be interesting if you're talking about things you don't care about. And depending on what you're interested in, that might not necessarily equal to the biggest audience in the world, but niches on the internet, I've said this before, I will say it again, are far deeper than you think they are. And so if you are interested in something, there's a good chance someone somewhere in the world is also interested in that thing. And multiple people are, not just one person. And so you should talk about what interests you, because that's going to bleed through in your content. That's going to show that you're interested, that you're passionate about this subject. You know, I think some people, they try to figure out what's the best thing I should create, like algorithmically. Nah. Talk about what interests you and figure out how to package that properly and contextually for the platform you want to be on. But talk about what you're interested in. And I think some people get that twisted. But you know, what's my passion? You know, passion, like, I think this is a good word to use instead of passion, because when you think of passion, you know, you think of like, what's that thing that I want to dedicate my life to? That, you know, like, but that had so much unnecessary pressure and expectation to what I'll be talking about. But interest, I'm sure you have a lot of interests. So just start talking about them. You know, you can talk about, and if you don't know, if you have a few and you don't know which one to pick, with TikTok, the beauty is you can talk about all of them. But then when one of your interests sticks, just talk about that interest. And so that's something that I think is important, is that make sure you're creating content around things that you are interested in. And that's important too, because this leads me to my next takeaway. If we're talking about how like everyone just wants to go viral. You know, they want to get the views. They want to be famous. They want people to know who they are. But the problem is that people, they so badly want to be known that they don't stop and think about what they want to be known for. You know, Sean, the example he used on the podcast was like, you could go take a shit on the Empire State Building and people could know you as that guy that took a shit on the Empire State Building. You get a lot of views that way. You can be known, but do you really want to be known as that guy? And so part of that with creating around what you're interested in, you should also figure out and ask yourself and take some time and think about this. Like, I'm not expecting you to listen to this right now and be like, oh, I know this. I got it. Maybe you do. And that's great. Good for you. But some of you might not. But somebody else listening to this might not, I should say. But you need to ask yourself, what do you want to be known for? And create content that maps to what you want to be known for. But like I said, so many people don't stop and think about that. They just are so caught up with wanting to be known. They will do anything to be known without thinking about the ramifications, the second and third order effects of being known for something that they didn't want to be known for. And so I think it's an important thing to ask yourself, you know, because being known for something you don't care about, like we just talked about, same thing with the views, it'll lead to burnout. You won't be able to stick with it. So it's important to ask yourself, what do you want to be known for? Take the time to figure that out. Seriously, like write it down. Journal. I'm a big fan of journaling. Use that as a journaling prompt. What do you want to be known for? Am I going to write that down? I'm going to do this as well. What do I want to be known for? You might have some ideas, but it'll be good to kind of let it out. Put it on the page. You know, I think we often like ideas are oftentimes only half baked until we get them out. Whether that be in a video talking about it, whether that be writing it down in a journal, whatever it might be. But really figure out what you want to be known for. And let's talk about hooks. You know, we often talk about hooks when we have people who are prominent TikTokers on the podcast. And, you know, one thing, Sean said two things about TikTok, or TikTok hooks, I should say. One is that everyone's always talking about how you have like 4 seconds, like the first 3 to 4 seconds, you got to hook people with your TikTok video. And he said that's wrong. You actually have like 1.5 second, maybe. So you need to get them right away. You're not going to get them 5 seconds in. You got to get them right away. And one thing he does that's interesting with his hooks is he has a couple things he does to try and hook the viewer. One, like he tries to have a good hook just straight up with whatever he's saying in the video. But two, the text on screen isn't always just a subtitle in his hook. Sometimes what he does is he uses a hook as an additional way to, or sorry, he uses the text on screen in the beginning as an additional way to hook people. You know, like he tries to add it, whether it be, I don't remember the exact, should have written down what he said in the podcast. I just wrote down that to use text as a hook, but you need to use the hook as like extra context. You know, like for example, I can't remember what it was. Maybe I can pull it up here. I don't want to waste your time with that. But like, it's just finding little ways to let the text add to the story, add to the intrigue of why that person should listen. It doesn't just have to be a subtitle. I think that's really interesting. And I would encourage you to kind of go to Sean's page, look at how he does it. Because it's really interesting. You know, I've never really thought about it that way, but it's use text. Actually, I think we talked about it with Tom Boyd, now that I think about it. But anyways, use text as an extra part of your hook. Don't just use it to subtitle for your hook. And that can also work for subtitles across the whole video. They don't necessarily need, like subtitles are important, but I would argue that they're becoming less and less important with TikTok. I don't know many people that watch TikTok without sound. Granted, I'm not sitting there when a lot of people that I know are on TikTok, but I can't imagine a lot of people like to watch TikTok with no sound. So the text on screen, of course, it should help tell the story. It should help tell the story beyond just what you're saying. Subtitles work too. Subtitles are great. They help. Of course they help. We know they help. But if you can use the text in other ways to hook people to help retain, look at using text to help add to your story, not just reiterate it. And the last thing that I'll say here, my last takeaway from my conversation with Sean, is that you should let life influence your art. You know, I talked about this recently on a TikTok, not on the podcast. If you're not following me on TikTok, I'm at the Jacob Kelly. But I was talking about how you need to experience life as a creator. If you're just trapping yourself in a room all day, every day, that's going to negatively impact your art. And if you want to, you need to let life influence your art. You know, so get out there, put the camera down, put the phone down, turn your laptop off and go and experience life and let that influence what you're going to create. And in Sean's case, he was told a story on the podcast about how he Ubered this girl to his house or to his apartment. And he's able to see like the lobby from his building. So he's like, just clicked on the lobby to make sure everything was going okay. And he saw this girl in the lobby on the phone talk to someone being like, should I leave? should I go up? Or, and he ultimately ended up like writing while she was out there deciding or not whether she was going to come to his apartment. He was at his laptop writing this down as either a prompt for a TikTok or a story he could use for stand up. And so he just lets his life experiences to influence his art. And I think that's important to do that as a creator yourself, you know, is conversations you're having. You know, if you do like straight to camera videos like I do, because I was like, how can I let life influence my content for TikTok? I mean, granted, I let my podcast do that, but just if I'm having a conversation with someone, they see something interesting. Or if I'm watching a movie or I'm watching a video and I hear something that resonates with me, I could turn that. And so just let things that experience to you, let that bleed into your content. And it'll create a unique perspective that nobody else is going to have, because your experience in life is unique to just you. And so if you can let that influence your content, then you're going to end up with unique content. So let life influence your art. Get out and experience life. You go for a walk even. Maybe put on some headphones as another episode of My Social Life, but no, let life influence your art. But I want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Whether you listen the entire way through or you only listen to bits and pieces, I really appreciate you for taking time to check this out. Do me a big favor. Go and follow Sean on TikTok. Check him out on YouTube. Subscribe to his channel. But like I said, he's doing some really interesting stuff in the short form video space. He's telling stories in a very unique way. And I think he's doing a very, very good job. And not just me. Like I say, he's got over 100 million views. So make sure you go and subscribe to Sean. Like I said, if you want to follow me, I'm everywhere on social media at the Jacob Kelly. Feel free to come and say hello. My DMs are always open. If you did enjoy today's podcast, be sure to leave us a positive rating and review. Share this episode with a friend and subscribe to the show. I put out brand new interviews every single Monday and a brand new takeaways episode is an audio exclusive. Did I just say Monday? I just kind of like blanked out and defaulted into my old outro. I put out brand new interviews every single Tuesday. And a brand new takeaways episode like this is an audio exclusive where I sit down and break down those recent podcast episodes of the week every single Thursday. As always, today's podcast is powered by Surf. Thank you once again for listening. We'll talk soon.